wrapped in human flesh, which is something we have a difficult time grasping, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I do. And that babe in a manger came, but that wasn't the end of the story. And one of the things that we wanted to do tonight was to take us from that dark day in the garden, Genesis chapter 3, where the seed of the gospel was planted, that God was going to provide a way for us to be redeemed. And then walk us through all that process. Really, one of the passages that kind of encapsulates that is John chapter 1. Doug read that for us already, but let me just read this passage again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He was eternal. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He was Creator. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He, John, was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Father, we are so grateful that you came. So grateful that we can set aside time to honor you. The entire story, not just the birth story. And Lord, this wasn't just the beginning. It was already prophesied before the foundation of the world, but this was when we could see it. We beheld his glory now as human beings. Thank you for that. May we indeed honor you tonight, tomorrow, as we enjoy time with family and all that, and then the rest of this year and into next. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. Christmas is generally associated with lights. One of the things that's rather enjoyable about this time of year is driving around and seeing the various decorations and people's houses lit up and, you know, that kind of thing. It's probably more associated with this time of year than general. It's good because we're celebrating Jesus as the light of the world. As we learned in our children's cantata this year, it was Martin Luther who first, on his way home one night, saw the lights of the stars shining in a pine tree on the snow, and it was just a beautiful scenery. And so he went home and tried to reduplicate that by putting candles on his tree to represent that as the light of the world. Now, I wouldn't recommend you do real candles on your real tree. That would probably not work real well, okay? But the reason was because of Jesus being the light of the world. In John chapter 9, it says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. This light that Jesus is referring to is the light that's of truth and of knowledge, together with the spiritual purity associated with it. Zacharias in Luke chapter 1 says, to get light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Simeon in Luke chapter 2 and verse 32, all around the Christmas story, he says, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. We'll come back to both of those passages a little bit later on. But let's just look tonight for a few minutes about some truths about light. Some truths about light. First off, we learn that light confronts. In John chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil, John 3 says. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. In John chapter 11 and verse 10, it says, "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him." In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, "Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God." If you've done something wrong, or if I have done something wrong, the confrontation of the light is never a good thing. But if we need justification, and it looks like someone got away with something, that confronting of the light means a lot to us. Because ultimately, Jesus Christ is going to make that right. And we can trust in that. But number two, light comforts. Luke verse 1 and verse 79, "To give light to them that walk or that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." See, without our Lord Jesus Christ, there was no comfort. There was no light to those that would sit in darkness. And who was that? Me and you. The truth is, maybe tonight you still sit in darkness. Can I tell you that Jesus is the light of the world? He is the one that came so that He could bring you out of that darkness. It comforts us. What a blessing that is. And it gives us the comfort of knowing that there is a way of peace. And number three, it's contrasted with darkness. We've already seen that in a couple of passages, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" Isn't it interesting how the Bible says that darkness flees when light exposes itself? Now, we could make some arguments, you know, well, back in that back corner, way back in there, there is darkness, but it's not really, because there's some light here. If you've ever been in a place that didn't really have any light physically, you know what that's like. I had the privilege of being in Africa on a number of occasions, but one of those, missionary took us out to a village and we were going to do a service, and it was night. And when we got out there, we were miles and miles from the closest light source at all. There was nothing there. When we got out of the Jeep, the missionary said to me, "Look up." It was amazing. Like, I didn't know there was that many stars up there. I mean, I knew it from the Bible standpoint, but I didn't know it by looking at it. It was incredible to see that. That was a country that was genuinely in darkness. So how does this light, the light of the world, how does it function in our lives? Do we allow it to confront us? Do we allow it to comfort us? Do we allow it to be contrasted with sometimes the darkness that is in our own life? Well, number two, let's look at the function of the light. Not just light, but the light. We know in John chapter 1 and verse 4 that Jesus' life equaled that light. He was come into the world. And Jesus gave everyone the opportunity of that light, John chapter 1 and verse 9 tells us. And again, as we go back to some of the verses we've read a couple of times tonight, in Luke chapter 1 and verse 79, "To give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." In Luke chapter 2, verse 29 and following, "Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy words, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." John chapter 8 and verse 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Paul goes on to say, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, the truth is, we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ, but our only celebration is because the light of the world opened that up in our hearts. He, if you will, exposed us to the truth of it. He is the light. Can I ask you tonight, have you accepted the light of the world? You say, well, I don't like the fact that it's exposing me to some darkness. I've got some things in my heart that, well, when that light shines on me, it's like, whoa, it's... You know what's interesting? We convince ourselves that by not having a light on, it takes away what's already there. But that's not true, is it? I mean, if something is wicked that's there, it's there whether the light shines on it or not. And wouldn't we want to get it exposed so that we could get it taken care of? When I spent some time in Papua New Guinea with Lewis and Judy Young, one of the things they said to me was, now be careful at night because we have rats. And they said, not mice, we have rats. And they actually can do some damage. So before you get out of bed, make sure you check because you wouldn't want to encounter one of them. So I'm like, okay. And one particular night, the bugs were exceptionally bad. We're sleeping in a bamboo hut, so there wasn't a whole lot of protection. And they had gotten so bad that I just had to get out of that bed. But I could hear the rats running on the linoleum floor because they had taken bamboo and weaving it together and then laid linoleum over top of it so you could hear them running around the floor. So I'm like, bugs or rats, that's my choice, right? I had a flashlight, and I was wondering, okay, do I want to know what's on the floor? Or am I better off ignorant, right? Sometimes we do that in our own lives. We're like, I don't really want to know what's there. But the fact is, what's there, if we've never given it to Jesus Christ, will ultimately condemn us. Not because that's what he wants, because he came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. And it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So let the light shine in you. By the way, there were no rats in my room. I shined the light down there, finally got the guts. And then I got out of the bed, pulled back the sheets, and shined it on my bed. There were plenty of bugs in the bed, so much so I could hardly scrape them all off to get back in bed. But what are you going to do, right? It's not like I could walk out of there. It was only about a 3 or 4 day walk out of there. Light. The function of the light is to expose us to who we really are so that we can come to the light. But lastly, the focus of our light. What about us? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5 says, Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day, ye are not of the night, nor of darkness. In other words, he says, you should look like the light. Because if God has redeemed us, then we should look like him. The truth is, number two, we should act like him. Ephesians 5 and verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Not only do we look like him, but we act like him. And then number three, we are to shine like him. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 5, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Light. In other words, he says, shine like it. We came home a week ago Wednesday, and I pulled up in my driveway and I'm like, the house is dark. Like, all my Christmas lights were out. And I was like, well, that's weird. Like, something's happened. It doesn't do you any good to put Christmas lights up if they're not on, right? I mean, you say, see all my pretty lights hanging around with all these wires? No, the point is that they actually light up the neighborhood, right? That's the point. So I was like, okay, that's weird. So I go in the garage and mess with some of my things and finally flip a switch on one of the power strips and the lights came on. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. Okay, I'm a great electrician here, right? And the next night or the night after that, I can't remember which one it was, they were off again. And I was like, okay, this time I tried the same thing, nothing worked. And then I realized the power strip was bad, completely. Something had burnt it out. Now, I'm not the brightest person in the bulb. You know, you get that picture and you'll catch that in a few minutes. So I got a new power strip and plugged everything in. Now, what's the problem with that? Well, I didn't figure out what blew the power strip to begin with, which might have been a good idea, right? Especially since the power strip is in my garage. Anybody have experience with a garage fire or something? Don and Betty? Well, a couple of days later, I noticed one of my large bulbs that illuminate one of my trees was out. And I thought, oh, I blew a bulb. So I get my bulb, get out there, unscrew the big bulb. I mean, it's one of these big ones. And inside that socket, it's popping. Like, I'm like, I don't think it's supposed to do that. Matter of fact, there's water in there, and it's black in there, and it's black all around the edges of it. So, again, don't shoot me, but I screwed a bulb into it, because I thought, maybe it'll still work. It didn't, by the way, and it didn't blow up, hence I'm here without scars all over my face, right? I did throw that socket away because I figured it was bad, right? You say, well, what's the point? You know, sometimes we claim to be the light of the world, but we sure don't look like it. We sure don't act like it. We sure don't shine like it. And instead of finding out the root problem, we try to go on about our way, and the whole time people are saying, you're the representative of the light of the world? May God help us be the light that we're supposed to be. How's your light doing these days? Probably one of the most, I don't know if I could say the saddest thing or the most disappointing thing, whatever word you want to use, for me, after Christmas, is taking all the lights down. It's like, and I don't have this pretty glow when I'm having my devotions and enjoying that and all that kind of stuff. You just got to go back to normal, mundane life on January 1st or whatever it is, right? Be the light that God wants us to be. He came into the world to be the light of the world, to be the life that we needed in Him. And He said, I'm leaving you as the light of the world. What kind of representative are we going to be for Him? Men, would you come and prepare for communion? One of the reasons